A world in which mankind is lifted above these ancient conditions of poverty and hunger and disease and ignorance. And a world in which people may enjoy some semblance of human dignity. And one in which he has the means to understand the mysteries of the universe and to fulfill the potential of his own soul. And let me say, quite frankly, a world that is motivated by kindness and love. The most powerful weapon of all. We cannot approach or hope to reach those goals until we define them. And I mean to be specific. We need to know how many classrooms do we plan on helping Bolivians build for Bolivia. I don't want to say that we're just for education. I want to know how much education we're for. I want you to know. I want us to be able to measure our work at the end of a year. How many doctors for Burma? Not just health for Burma, but how many doctors do we help? Do we intend to help bring to Burma? How many Burmese do we intend to help educate to be healers? How much wheat is needed in Nigeria, and when will it be delivered? And how can we help them develop and grow their own wheat? And how much electrical energy is needed for India? And how much capital is needed for Northeast Brazil? Three Americans working in Northeast Brazil, where 30 million people live and poverty is everywhere. 100 Americans enjoying the flesh pots of Rio. We love the good life, don't we? It'll be short-lived unless we do something about it, may I assure you. How much medicine is needed for Iran? We need to know what is needed country by country and region by region, and you need to ask for it from your congressman, from your senator, from your president, instead of these generalities that have filled the political atmosphere. And then we need to know what resources are available to meet these needs and how long it's going to take to channel the resources and the people who are so much needed. I suggest that the individual citizen cannot know what he's to do or how much sacrifice he's to make until we know what our responsibility is and what share we must fulfill. And how can we accomplish this? Well, I suggest that planning is not a secret method reserved only for the totalitarian states, but that free men can and must be informed, enlightened about specific plans to build the type of a world they seek. I've said before, and I repeat it again, we need to get planning out of the doghouse and get it into the White House. We need to get planning as a part of American thinking rather than the accidents of good fortune. We need a commission on international goals, for lack of a better terminology or agency, within the United Nations organization to determine the needs of each country for its economic and social, health and educational development. And let me make it crystal clear that United Nations needs to be strengthened. It's the best ally that mankind has today, and it's a means of independence and security to millions of people throughout the world. And we need to strengthen all of its agencies and see that it's not starved financially. I think here at home we need a sort of national resources planning board in our own government. A board that was appointed, of course, by the president and responsible to him. But one that can survey and analyze and then mobilize our resources for domestic and international goals. It would seek to determine our capacity and our potential to produce those resources and to recruit the people to do the job that's necessary. It should work with other government agencies and with private and voluntary groups and with our allies. Now, these are just a few practical suggestions that I intend to outline as a member of the Congress in more detail with the proper officials of this government. Now, my remarks today have been primarily on the international level, and let me conclude on just this thought of the domestic level. None of these efforts can be done internationally if our nation is lacking in the basic elements required for strength and integrity. We must move to end in this country unemployment. Listen, fellow Americans, this is the only industrialized nation in the world with unemployment. Every other country that is industrialized has a labor shortage. What's wrong here? And we're beginning to condition ourselves to the fact that this is going to be the normal pattern. This is conditioning yourself to disaster and to doom. Condition yourself to the response that it must be obliterated. Unemployment is a spiritual leukemia. It'll gnaw your life away. We need to learn to utilize the blessings of our food and fiber instead of having spokesmen of civic organizations talk about it as if it were some sort of sickness or blight in the world of the hungry. We can announce from this platform today that never again will famine stalk the land. No people in the history of humanity and the history of civilization have been able to say what we can say in America this morning of this month of June, 1961. We can announce to the world that famine and hunger shall be through, done, finished. We have the means to do it, but we don't do it because we've lost this sense of daring. And above all, we must expand and improve our educational facilities. I want our America in the days in the history books of 100 years from now to be known as the nation of the healers, the nation of the providers, the nation of the educators, and not just of the warriors. What a beautiful chapter in history that can be. And we must remove the most threatening and dangerous blight of all on our nation's greatness, the denial of human rights to millions and millions of our fellow citizens on the grounds of race or creed or color. There can be no compromising on this matter, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest that it's not enough just to support civil rights, to speak in opposition to bigotry, and to hope for equal rights and opportunities for all Americans. I think we Americans ought to recognize that we have a tremendous responsibility. Ask yourself this question: is it better to have freedom riders or secret police? Is it better to have sit-ins or the knock on the door in the middle of the night? Dragged off to some house of detention. These are the choices in a very real sense. We need to work for the full equality of all Americans in every community. And my brethren of the North, we have plenty to do in every part of America. We must become actively involved because we are involved in the needs and the aspirations of mankind. And we must keep our eyes on that horizon of a peaceful world, a cathedral of freedom. But remember this: before you and your country or mankind can reach that horizon, you'll have to knock down many walls and many barriers. And you better gird yourself for it. These barriers of bigotry, of misery, of hunger, of ignorance, and poverty, and there's an urgency about it, my dear friends, an urgency. I say to this graduating class, the next 5 years will decide your life. Maybe the next 5 months. Could be between now and December in Berlin. Or just maybe the next 5 years as to what our country, free people, intend to do in the many areas of the world. Now, if all of this seems too far away, may I suggest that then we have lost the fight. This affluent America, it could sink or it could disappear beneath the revolutionary wave which is pulling mankind away from the intolerable conditions of the past. There is a revolution in this world. Thank God. A revolution against the intolerable conditions that have put shackles upon all too many of the people of this world. And we're either going to join that revolution and give it some guidance and some inspiration and some cooperation, or it'll roll over us like a tidal wave and destroy us. There is no other choice. And those of timid spirit those of weak heart, they should stand aside and let those of us who want to get something done get on with the task. I happen to think that graduating classes like this one will insist upon action. And I call you to action. Sound the bugle and urge you to take up your part and become involved in your town, in your home, in your school, in your job, in your city, in your state and nation, in this relentless struggle for human betterment. Thank you very much.